The latest company caught up in the battle over LGBTQ issues is the Los Angeles Dodgers. One of baseball's most storied franchises, the Dodgers originally planned to include one particular queer and trans group as part of its Pride event. But then, under pressure from critics, the Dodgers retracted that invitation. Now, as Stephanie Tsai reports, the team has reversed course again, apologized, and welcomed the group back.
The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are a charity and drag group calling attention to LGBTQ plus issues. Not only were they invited to the Dodgers Pride Night, the franchise originally planned to honor the group with its Community Heroes Award next month. But conservative Catholics have called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence a hate group, and a local diocese called the group's behavior demeaning and disrespectful to the Sisters of the Catholic Church. The Dodgers reacted by rescinding the group's invite. A member defended the charity.
They've always said that we're anti-Catholic and that we're making fun of Catholicism, which is not true. We are here to be silly and to look flamboyant in service to people in our community who have no resources, no money, no voice.
With the organizers of the Los Angeles Pride Parade threatening to pull out of Pride Night, the Dodgers have now done another 180. Yesterday, the team apologized and re-invited the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. It's the latest example of a corporation facing fallout for trying to be LGBTQ plus inclusive. Last month, right-wing boycotts of Bud Light like these flooded social media after trans actress and influencer Dylan Mulvaney posted this on her Instagram.
This month, I celebrated my day 365 of womanhood, and Bud Light sent me possibly the best gift ever, a can with my face on it.
In the fallout, the brand took a hit in sales, and two top marketing executives took a leave of absence. Anheuser-Busch said it would refocus marketing on sports and music.
For another perspective, I'm joined by LZ Granderson, columnist for the LA Times. LZ, it's good to see you. I should say you're also a veteran sports journalist, and you've reported for years on professional sports' move toward more inclusivity of gay athletes. So did the Dodgers strike out, so to speak, on this one, at least initially?
In using their own words, yes. I had an interview with the president of the Dodgers, Stan Kasten, and he flat out said that they made a mistake, and he explained why. That they're an organization that have done these sort of celebrations for 10 years without any hitch. And then this year they had a hitch and they didn't know what to do and they panicked. But they had meetings with the community, with the LGBTQ plus community leaders, with the sisters, and they decided to re-invite them, returning back to their overall sort of theme, which is the organization supports the community.
What was the original sin, so to speak, here by the Dodgers in your view? Was it rescinding the invitation? I mean, at what point did they go wrong?
I think they went wrong assuming that they could operate the same way they've been operating for the past 10 years, to be quite honest with you. And that's not just a commentary in regards to the Dodgers, but really as much of corporate America. You know, as I said earlier, the Dodgers have been doing this for 10 years. Well, go back 10 years ago, we had a different president. We had a different Supreme Court. We had a different sense in the culture. Things have changed over the past decade. And so it's very difficult to try to wade into waters that's dealing with groups, whether it's with conversations of diversity and equity and inclusion, whether it's about trans rights, et cetera. Anything that's seen as progressive can be used against your corporations. And so it's really hoof upon, you know, not a lot of corporations to look to see what happened to Disney, to see what happens with Bud Light, to see what happened with the Dodgers, and be prepared with statements and a philosophy. So when the criticism comes, you're not scrambling like those organizations I just mentioned.
LZ, in the context of legislation being passed lately by conservative states to specifically target trans people, do you think the Dodgers' decision to now include the Sisters of Indulgence charity is more poignant?
Well, I think that it's just more consistent to what they've always tried to be, particularly during the Pride celebrations, which is to celebrate all aspects of the community. I think that it's a little, I think it puts too much credit to be quite honest with you, to the conservative movement that's attacking the trans movement right now, because it isn't really a well thought out plan. It's really just another example of throwing anything up against the wall and seeing what sticks. And for this particular news cycle, this particular political cycle, it is attacking again the queer community. But we've seen other examples of them trying to find a cultural touchstone that can help drive voters, right? So this isn't unique. It isn't about the Dodgers trying to make a statement with the sisters. They've always been supportive of the drag community, just like all aspects of the queer community. This is, again, just about a lightning in the bottle moment in terms of where we are politically, and that the Dodgers are just doing what they've always done, which is try to be an organization for everyone, including the queer community.
So the political lightning rod that are trans issues in particular, like right now, aside, LZ, there are people who are offended by this group and what they view as mocking of Catholicism and its figures, including Christ and Virgin Mary. You heard that criticism coming from outside politicians and groups, as you mentioned, but did you also hear that from Dodgers fans?
We've heard a lot, actually, from Dodgers fans. There, you know, if you go online, anyone can just simply take a look at some of the commentary that's happening on social media today. And there are a lot of people who are upset about the sisters' inclusion and who were actually happy that the Dodgers, decided to initially disinvite them. That's just going to be a reality for anyone who decides to try to do anything that's remotely tied to the culture, because we're just in a very divisive moment right now in this country. And anything, whether you're talking about Black History Month, where you're celebrating AAPI Month, you're going to find a group that's going to find some level of offense. And I would just say that, you know, when it comes specifically to religious ideology and imagery, you know, you can go back to Rosemary Baby in the 1970s, and I believe the Catholic Church was upset about that. You can go back to Madonna and Papa Don't Preach, and they were upset in the 80s about that. And so there's been consistent examples in which people have used religion imagery to try to have a cultural moment, maybe a satirical moment, and that people of that faith have been offended by it. This is not unique to the sisters. This is not unique to the Dodgers. This is something that we've witnessed in this culture for many decades.
Certainly a conversation that continues in many quarters. LZ Granderson, a columnist for the Los Angeles Times, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.